Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I can't lie to you all. Today was one of the most humiliating days for the United States in, I guess, a few weeks. The president of the United States is a crypto-scamming, market-pumping, pathological liar who seems to have made up a fake deal, a fake negotiation, in order to trick the American people, trick investors, and try to temporarily pump up oil prices to hold up a falling market. I'm not even joking. This is so incredibly embarrassing. Let's start off with the breaking news that we just got moments ago. A source familiar with the details told Jerusalem Post that the deployment and arrival of U.S. forces are proceeding as planned. We have currently planned 2,500 Marines, approximately 2,000 sailors, three amphibious ships, and 3,000 paratroopers headed to the Middle East, not exactly to do boots on the ground. We don't know what they're doing yet, but you can reasonably assume that they are gearing up for some sort of military operation, meaning the 4 to 6 week deadline Donald Trump planned is going to be blown through, meaning Trump's claims today that they're close to a deal, that it's almost over, going to be blown through. We are continuing to up our presence, and I think we will likely go boots on the ground over the next few weeks as we continue to escalate. But this brings me on to the pumping and dumping being enacted by the president of the United States. I mean, today, he's falling asleep at press conferences. He's in Graceland, ranting about Elvis, I believe, maybe visiting Elvis's old home or doing something of the sort. But while this is happening, which I want to show you in just one moment, we learn that this morning, 5 minutes before Trump's announcement to halt the attacks on Iran, massive trades reportedly hit the market. In one move, $1.5 billion of S&P 500 futures was bought, while $192 million in oil was sold. Those orders were 4 to 6 times larger than anything else at the time. The trader seemingly made huge gains, unusual. Maybe it was Barron Trump. People are joking around that it's Barron Trump. But on a more serious note, Donald Trump has repeatedly, time and time again, tried to trick the markets and pump the markets by claiming this war is over just hours before the market opens. Then, DropSite News reports a senior Iranian official tells DropSite's Jeremy Sakal that there aren't any negotiations taking place. The Iranian side has simply communicated its conditions to the U.S., and that has been done indirectly. The same official said that Iran's conditions for ending the war will include a simultaneous ceasefire in Iran, Lebanon, and Iraq. On missiles, the official said, given its defensive nature in countering Israel, this program will continue unchanged with increased intensity in the event of a ceasefire. On nuclear policy, they said, in light of violations of international law by the United States, as well as Israel's extensive attacks on nuclear facilities, Iran will formulate a new doctrine. They say that on reparations, Iran will pursue compensation for damages caused by the United States and Israeli strikes. Trump, meanwhile, continues to insist talks are happening, saying his envoys held very strong talks and he won't identify the Iranian contact because he doesn't want him to be killed. Here's the reality of the calculation that Iran is making. They know that every single time they try to make a negotiation or make a deal with Donald Trump and the United States, they get bombed. Donald Trump breaks it time and time again. So they know that they have to continue to inflict damage by closing the Strait of Hormuz. What is Donald Trump doing today? He's currently ranting about Elvis Presley. Take a look at this.
We love Elvis. Who doesn't love Elvis? Everybody loves Elvis, right? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the second most visited private home in America.
Wow, that's really good.
Your house is number one.
It's pretty good too, right?
Yes.
That's a good one. Very good. That's right. We gave Elvis a gift. The highest award ever. Congressional Medal of Honor. President. Great. Nice to see you,
buddy. Thank you. Hi, I'm Angie, and I'm going to be your tour guide today.
Very good.
Yes, nice to meet you. Welcome to Graceland.
Looks great. Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. We were here, and we're touting how well it's done with the crime stats, and over a period of 5 months, it's way, way down, and we're proud of it. We're going to come back in 2 or 3 months, and we'll have a very, very, one of the safest cities. So Memphis went through a terrible thing, and like in D.C., we're doing great, and every place we go, we're doing great, to be honest with you. So, Frank, I'd love to go to Chicago. I'd love to be invited to Chicago. We would get rid of crime in Chicago very easily, but the Democrats don't want to do that. I'd love to go to San Francisco. We'd make it something. We'd bring it back to where it was. And the mayor's working hard. He's a Democrat. He's working hard there, but we could do things that they just can't do. But every place we go, and Memphis, I guess you probably heard the crime numbers are way down. Most of them are down by 75% and more. And within 2 or 3 months, we'll have it down to over 90%. So you have to be happy. Elvis would be very happy about that, right?
Everyone loves Elvis.
I love Elvis, too. Elvis, you know, they all say, did you know Elvis? So I knew Frank Sinatra. I knew most of them. Unfortunately, I never met Elvis. And that would be one I would have liked a lot.
Okay. Amazing commentary from the President of the United States. It's rather humiliating. Violence is not down 75% in Memphis or anywhere across the country. There has been a noticeable decline since COVID and over the course of 2024 and 25 and 26. Yes, there is a trend down, but it's roughly 20% according to the Memphis, Tennessee crime stats. But just to continue, I can confidently say that Trump is the most embarrassing president of all time. It is humiliating that the President of the United States had to get called out by Israel and Iran for lying about a potential deal. Israel just this morning had a spokesperson come out and say, hey, Donald Trump was lying about his negotiations. You know it's bad when Israel is calling out Donald Trump for the lies. Let me show you this post right here. Tommy Vitor says, Israeli officials are accusing Trump of trying to manipulate oil and stock markets. And as Yalda Hakim says, an Israeli security establishment source says, quote, I'd approach this cautiously with a grain of salt. They're talking about Trump's post, talking about a negotiation. It's early morning in the U.S. and the start of the trading week. Markets opened higher, largely as expected, following the weekend reports on the negotiations and the latest statement by Trump. That said, I wouldn't view this move as a final step. We saw a similar pattern last week. And the week before that, Donald Trump has declared victory every 3 days since this war started in order to salvage a market that is rapidly falling. It then says, that said, I wouldn't view this move as a final step. We saw a similar pattern last week. Oil prices have also declined, supporting the positive sentiment in the short term. For now, it appears he has bought a few more days, roughly into week four, until the Marines arrive and complete their initial deployment and organization phase. That is the key right there. It appears he's bought a few more days into week four until the Marines arrive and complete their initial deployment. That brings me back to the arrival of the Marines, of the sailors, of the ships, and the paratroopers that are all being mobilized to the Middle East. Trump is trying to lie to calm markets down so he doesn't lose his shit, lose all of his seats in the midterms due to the markets in a frenzy and due to oil prices spiking. He's trying to manipulate global oil markets in the same way he has manipulated his own cryptocurrency markets in order to scam the American people. Only this time it's happening on the global stage and Israel is calling him out. So it's sickening. And if you go back to what I said at the beginning of this video, the President of the United States is a crypto scamming, market pumping and dumping pathological liar. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.